Hey y'all, welcome to Two Hams and a Bird, the podcast where two brothers and a non-related girl brother get together and try to make each other laugh. We hope you enjoy hanging with us and laugh along with our quips.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Two Hams and a Bird. It's your boy Elijah, ham number one. Rachel, the bird, what's up?
Just one bird.
Just one bird.
Just ham number two over here.
I was going to get to you. Okay.
No, I'm just mad that I'm number two.
Oink. Oink, oink.
Why do you always get to be player one? I want to play as Obi-Wan in this episode of Lego Star Wars.
I don't want to be R2-D2.
No, that was the worst, playing as R2-D2.
So our older brother, Caleb, loves like Star Wars and Legos. And so anytime he had the Legos,
as he should.
And the funny thing is, it was like, we always get mad at him that he wouldn't let us be player one, like be Obi-Wan.
Dude, it was so toxic.
We had to be R2. But the reality is it was his game system and his game that he bought. So like,
yeah, the man was like, he was banking back in like junior high. Like,
he had a trust fund at like by the time he was seven.
he's like Chaz from the Royal Tenenbaums.
Yes.
Exactly. Ben Stiller's character. Exactly. If the viewers haven't heard it. Basically what we just said.
If you haven't seen that movie, if you're younger than 17, wait till you're 17. But if
yeah, you're older than right, 17, right. Follow the law.
Or if your parents are okay with it, then of course. So,
well, there you go.
So obviously we have two other guests, because last time we had some guests. We had a couple who were like, hey, we want to be on it. So I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Grace, or Grellin. Most people call me Grellin.
That's a Silas coined term. And
yes.
So I came up with that nickname and I am proud of it.
And
my one mark.
What's a fun fact about you, Grace?
I one time beat Silas at bowling, and yeah.
Well, that was easy.
Like the only thing I've ever done in my life.
That's funny.
Well, that's actually pretty disappointing. It's not difficult to beat me.
Nick?
I'm Kaylin, and a fun fact is my best friend, who was a dog, she was stationed in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, near Wilmington, where we grew up, and she was deployed to Afghanistan twice.
That is.
So your best friend was a dog. Is your best friend no longer a dog?
No, she's dead.
Oh, okay. I was concerned it was something worse.
I was
concerned she transformed into a human.
Silas is like, I was concerned she turned into a human. The funny fact,
the death is fine.
I knew the dog was dead the whole time. So I'm just waiting to see Silas's reaction.
Decided in my discretion to not
so
do
I,
anything.
Thank you.
I that was a pretty dark joke. I definitely knew the dog was dead, but I wanted to insinuate something else. We can always cut that.
That dog has had two more deployments than I have to Afghanistan. So just so we're
that's true.
If you're bad at math, that's zero for me. So okay.
That's kind of like Grellin beating me at bowling. Like right. she zero.
Oh wait, she said
like
Wilmington. You said Wilmington.
Oh yeah, Rachel's from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I lived in Wilmington. I went to Wilmington for school.
Sweet.
That's where the beach we went to when Noah and I were trying to get our feet into the sand. We were shaking our butts.
Yeah. Where we almost got caught with
nothing. Where we played spike ball.
Wait.
Moving on. Today is July 4th. Happy birthday, America.
Should I? I'm really feeling like I should take my England flag off on my wall, because it's feeling very unpatriotic.
Yeah. They woke up having to go to work today, so awkward. Dude, just leave it.
No, take it down. No. It's beautiful. He's like
all
a
right.
Cat.
Fair.
The pins are still on the wall.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, no, it was easy. Anything for my country.
So I'm hoping to get this episode edited and sent. Kaylin's dad just texted me.
Great.
We are, what was I saying? Goodness gracious. Oh, it's 4th of July, Independence Day. Happy birthday, America. So I'm hoping to have this episode.
Happy birthday, America.
Edited and posted today.
Wow.
You mean, because
that's why
there's been times where we've recorded the episode and then I haven't posted it for like 3 or 4 weeks and I've edited it. I just haven't posted it because I'm lazy, but I'm hoping to have it today so we can have it out in July.
So Silas, don't say anything that needs to be cut out.
Right. So,
her dog is dead.
Okay.
Dang it, Silas.
So,
I'm sorry.
So, Silas, since you have story, the virtual Zoom meeting room floor is yours.
Yes. Well, thank you. Welcome back to the morning edition of Two Hams and a Bird. I am still waking up. So, if the podcast,
word in the morning.
I feel like it is. I've definitely fought for it to be in the afternoon most often.
It's never
but
been.
But I've reached the point. But I also realized this was like super convenient. So it was like, all right, this works. Yeah. This is what's fascinating about this is, you know, some of us have gone away from workplace stories and that's cool that you've run out of material. I haven't.
Maybe just.
I'm just kidding. Just throwing shade at like two of my favorite people. But anyways, like.
Their names are mom and dad. Love you guys.
Are you guys my parents? No. So this doesn't take place in my workplace, though. This takes place in one of Elijah's ex-workplaces. Elijah definitely knows what happens. Because he was an enabler in the circumstance. I never shared this on the podcast. So this one time, this is back when I had my old truck, which was just like, did not drive great. And so I drove all the way to Austin to visit Elijah when he was working at a coffee shop. He was a manager at a place called Seventh Flag. Elijah and I just do a lot of coffee related things. I think we're literally both drinking coffee this morning. But I had to take a sip of coffee, viewers. But I was driving there and Elijah calls me and goes, hey, dude, are you close? And it's like one of those annoying things that Elijah does that like lets me know he cares about me. He'll call me like 5 minutes before I'm scheduled to get there. And I'm like actually 5 minutes out. He's like, you still on time to get here? I'm like, yes, dude. I was like, I'm going to be there in like 3 minutes. And he's like, all right, cool. But then it was like super helpful because then he like told me where to park. Like it was like some like little side street. And I was like, perfect. Thank you. And so like I park and he was like, hey, when you get here, he's like, I'm going to get you free coffee. Obviously, he's the manager. And I'm like, great. And he's like, but when you come in, what if you just like demanded free coffee and didn't tell them that you're my brother? And I was like, yeah. And then like literally, I'm not even joking. He just kind of like hangs up. Like he doesn't like there wasn't a goodbye or anything. Like I remember that distinctly. He goes, what if you did that? I'm like, yeah, that'd be good. And then he kind of goes, yeah. And then he goes, click. And I was like, all right, I guess we're on board. And so I'm walking down the street in Austin, like downtown Austin. And I'm like trying to like, I'm like racking my brain through how I'm going to like do this. Like, I'm just like, what am I going to do? And then I walk into the coffee shop and it's like the bling, bling, the little door opens and I go in and I'm expecting like a normal coffee shop, not what is the tiniest room that I have ever seen in my life. And everyone can hear everything that everybody is saying. And I'm like, oh no. And Elijah's literally, you expect him to maybe be in the back or he's sitting right there. Like he's literally sitting in the front corner, just like staring at me on his computer. And I'm like, well, how do I how am I even going to keep this low key at this point? And so, but Elijah immediately puts on his headphones and I'm like, ooh, all right. Yeah. No, he's definitely, he's playing his part. And so I walk up to the counter and I was wearing like, I think I was wearing my like England football jersey, which we can't support today because, you know, go USA. But I was wearing that jersey and I walk in and I just say, hey, how's it going? And the poor girl, she was so nice. Like just like a friendly person, you know, just like a kind person that you shouldn't prank. And she's just like sitting there. And she was like, hey, how's it going? I was like, good. Hey, can I get a drip coffee? And she was like, yeah. And then I was like, yeah, cool. And she's like, all right, is it going to be cash or card? And I was like, why? You're telling me I have to pay for it? And she thinks it's like a dad joke. You know, like the kind of dad who'd be like, you know, you're at like the table and there's a baby. And he's like, this guy's got the check. Am I right, guys? Like that kind of joke. She's expecting, I'm like, well, I got to pay for this?
You want a boxer that boots up? There? No, thanks. I don't want to fight.
Stupid. Right? Like that sort of restaurant humor. Like, oh, you're saying I got to pay for this? And she's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And I just like stared at her. And I was like, really? You're telling me I have to pay for this? And she goes, yeah, that's how it works. And I was like, yeah, but like, do you not know who I am? And she was like, then she's like really getting worried. Like she like genuinely was like, she was like, uh-oh, I actually have to deal with like some psycho. And she's like, no. And I was like, do you really? It's like, look at me. Do you not know who I am? And I just got like really like mad. And she's like looking at my jersey. She was like trying to catch the name on the back of my jersey at one point.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
No. I have a jersey.
Wayne Rooney. Sorry.
I have a jersey for the worst footballer on England's squad history when he was good for 1 year. It's an exaggeration, but he's bad now. So, but anyway, so she was like trying to catch it. And I was like, and on top of that, now you're making me wait. This is actually unacceptable. Like, I really expected you guys to know better. Like, I was also a theater kid at this point. So I was taking this very seriously.
You're going way harder than I was expecting you to go. And guys,
exactly.
Listen, I can hear it. Like, my headphones were in, but they weren't on. And I'm doing everything I can not to laugh. Because it was so funny.
And I remember at one point I almost broke and I like leaned on the counter and kind of turned away. You know what I mean? And I looked at Elijah and we both kind of like, you know, did a little like, you know, like we're both there like, and I turned back.
The girls looked at me a couple of times and I just was like I was working.
He was pretending to work on his computer.
They needed my help and I was just leaving them.
He just didn't know. And it kind of like just, it was like, it's like one of those like false like risers in songs where it never stops. Like somewhere it just kind of like de-escalates and then starts rising again. It was like that in the conflict. Like you would think that they were diffusing it and I would find some other way to like this probably went on for like 3 minutes and it shouldn't have, you know, it should have been like a 45 second,
but like an ordeal.
Exactly. It was a long time. And I was like, I'm just going to wait until I get my free coffee. Because apparently that's all I can do. And I remember that's when it kind of reads. And I just hear like just this absolute loud laugh in the back. And I'm like, all right, Elijah's finally caved. And he's not even the one doing the prank. And he shows up and he's like, all right, guys, it's my brother. And they're like, oh, and it was like this big reveal. And what was funny was Elijah and I were laughing very loud and the baristas were just not. like they were just like, they had just been put through it and they were just like not happy about it. But that, yeah. And then I remember we had after that the trip was like weird. Like I don't remember what else we did, but I mean we got good food, but like
we played,
the trip was weird.
We played the Peter Pan mini golf, which was super hot.
We did play Peter Pan mini
so
golf
hot. And
it was awful. It was so bad.
That was the grilled bread story. When you talk to that girl, you asked if you
did the grilled bread.
Yes.
Oh, I have told a non-workplace story. Okay, I'm sorry about.
You shared that on this podcast. He was like, the girl, he's like, can I get toast instead of grilled bread? Because grilled bread is literally toast. And she was like,
she was so confused.
Let me go ask. We're like, no, it's just
I just remember she was like, I'm not sure. I was like, oh no.
Oh no.
And I remember we told her it was a joke at that grilled bread situation. She goes, oh.
Yeah. So lots of pranks weekend that we thought were funny that the people being pranked did not.
We were on top of the world, dude.
So yeah. And the funny thing about those two girls who are working,
we're influencers.
Those two girls working, their names were Jackie and Lindsay, and they were like two of my best workers. And so I knew that they would handle that situation well, which is why
it was a test.
And, but Lindsay, the funny thing is she was probably looking at Silas's jersey because her brother used to be the captain for the Seattle Sounders. So
that's awesome.
She knows soccer players very well. So that's why she was probably looking to see.
Which absolutely. I think is that's just, actually really funny.
Yeah. So, which I didn't know that because I was wearing, when I went to Seattle the first time with Chase and his family, we went to a game and I bought a shirt and I was wearing it for an artist's retreat, the organization we were in. And I was wearing it and she goes, "Are you a Sounders fan?" I was like, "Oh, I went to a game." She goes, "Oh, my brother plays for him." I was like, I just saw him play the other, like a few weeks ago or a year ago or however long it was. But So it was really funny.
That's cool.
And they later were like, I think they were just so shocked that
I'm sure
that they didn't laugh. But later they were like, that was actually pretty funny. Like okay, that good. Was pretty good. So they had good.
Okay.
And I told them, I said, I wouldn't have done that to you unless it was my brother. Like I never, you know. And so, and I just
said, just send in some random guy.
And I said, and if there was a guy like that in real life acting that way, I would have gotten over there and helped you much faster. And they were like, oh, okay. Yeah. But
that was good. Yeah. That's
you got anything to add?
Were you guys there too?
To this.
Yeah. They
in
were
spirit.
Yeah.
On spirit.
Yeah, for sure.
Who that was on your jersey?
Because again, everyone in that coffee shop heard that. Oh, so I'm very embarrassed now. Like,
ask again.
Who was on your jersey?
His name is Deli Alley. Or his name is Deli Alley. He's not dead.
He's a dog now, actually.
they traded places.
He's been on two deployments. Yeah.
I'm your dog.
Oh.
Anyways.
Yeah,
so he was like, when I bought the jersey in 2018, this dude was like peak. Like he was on like the national team. And now like no one talks about him anymore at all.
The World Cup was happening too, so we got to that's a lot of what we did that weekend was watch the World Cup. So but
we did. So I had literally just gotten back from England. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You just got back from your England mission trip. The second one. Because
yep.
you went
2016,
2018.
Yep.
Yep.
But sometimes I still think you're in England. Like when we're planning like what time we're doing this, I'm like, oh, we got to think about Silas because he's like 8 hours ahead. And then I realize.
No, my mental health is probably it's doing too well for me to be in England anymore. I was England is just too depressing.
And me for Delaware, I'm like, man, like things are good.
There's actually a sun outside. What's going on?
I have friends here. What? So, but
I get
Rachel,
that.
Rachel. What did you find on the internet? That's funny.
What did you find?
What did you find?
Well, I wanted, since it was 4th of July, to find some festive memes. However, I only found three because there aren't that many like quality July 4th memes. What was that, Silas?
You should have found more. You tried to make up with it with the festive sweater, and it's not going to work. We need more memes. I'm just kidding. Three is like so good. Three, they're like in the earlier episodes, we're only getting one. Like three is so good.
Is wearing his peg leg Pete shirt from Disney World.
Definitely forgot to change, but yes.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna turn my camera around for the listeners who are also viewers.
Oh,
POV shot.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I can't see it. I gotta put her in like gallery view.
There we go.
Okay.
Put her in speaker view for the viewers.
It's some people grilling out one picture, and it says some people enjoy a day off on the 4th of July, and then it's a flame looking through a window in a house at the people, and it says, but not fire. And then it shows the flame at a desk, and it's like fireworks on 4th of July.
It's actually really good.
I know.
Katy Perry. It's Katy Perry's actually busiest day of the year.
Right. Yes. So it turns out every year on 4th of July, they just have her sing a live stream of that song on loop for 24 hours.
And then she goes back into hibernation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like Michael Bublé at Christmas time and Mariah right. Carey.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Okay.
All right.
All right. This one is, you know, the brace yourself meme, meme with a scene bean.
Scene bean.
Scene bean.
Sean Bon.
Well, it is brace yourself. Low quality 15-second videos of fireworks are coming.
That's so true. God.
It looks like it was filmed with a potato, and you're like.
Just a disclaimer to everyone to stay off of Facebook for like 3 days.
Yes, please.
Until those filter through the old algorithm.
Right.
The old algorithm. And then this one says, someone told me that they don't have the 4th of July in other countries. Seems kind of silly to skip from the 3rd to the 5th, but whatever.
Hey, it's like how John, the book of John, in chapter 5, verse 4 doesn't exist. It goes from verse 3 to verse 5.
Mm.
So
it's true.
I like to prank kids at church. I've already done it to them. I'm like, hey guys, John 5:4, great verse, look it up. And they're like, where is that?
Like so concerned.
Like, my Bible's messed up.
My God. Having a brain shut down.
I'm over here just like
Oh my gosh. Just coughing in his arm. When we were in England, we celebrated Treason Day on the 4th. That's not real. It was just, but my roommates thought it was funny. Oh, it's Treason Day. But they were like, oh yes, happy Treason Day. And then we were like, dang, yeah, I must be mad. You guys lost all like everything that was actually good.
Yeah.
And you're left with like the scraps. I don't talk to a lot of my roommates anymore.
Let's not forget about why the war started. The fact that we wanted independence so that we could have slaves. But whatever. It's fine.
And cheap tea.
Priority.
It's a big deal. Let's go. Let's get it.
Trying to think. But there was something else I was gonna say, but I forgot. That's okay. So, oh no, there was another meme I saw. It was like this guy lighting a firework, like a kind of older fat guy, and he's just wearing like a button-down shirt, like dad shorts, like slides, and like a big like straw hat, and he's just like trying to run away as fast as possible. It was like somebody's uncle this weekend.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's so accurate, dude.
But okay, so. Those were good. So my list I came up with this morning while I was making my coffee. And I thought in honor of July 4th, four is a number. So I thought we would do the top 10 numbers between 1 and 10. So at number 10, we're going to start with 10. I'm just kidding. Rachel was so concerned.
I was mad. I was like, literally, like that is the lowest effort list like I've ever seen.
So, then
we've done the top 10 Carls. I'm just kidding. Top 10 Carls was pretty good.
So four, I was thinking four, which I thought like, oh, Star Wars Day is May the 4th, you know. And then I was like, oh, May the force be with you, right? Mm. And then I thought metaphors, right? Like metaphors be with you.
Of course.
So I have a. Also not. That's also a joke. So.
Man, this is starting to sound like my. This one. Is starting to sound like my horse list a little
so
bit.
So actually, this list. Go. This is the top 10 worst lists. Ideas. I'm just kidding. Again.
Just, man, please just say what it is.
Every time I knew that, Rachel's like.
I feel like I've been to like two terms in Afghanistan at this point.
Okay, this is the top nine. This
yeah, it's bad. That's bad.
This is the top nine random holidays because today is a holiday. So
okay, that's good.
These are actually holidays that I did not know existed. That I just discovered. And so that's what we're going to talk about. So
I'm halfway expecting.
So
that's good. I'm halfway expecting this to still be a fake out and he's still going to tell us the real list. This is
100% it.
The top four Carls.
Two of your
favorite. In honor of July 4th.
Number one, Carl. okay. So number nine is National Spaghetti Day.
Ew.
Didn't Yum. Know that was a
when thing. Is that
I gotta be honest. Spaghetti's never been something in my life that I'm like, yeah, let's take
it. Mamma mia,
like I've never been a huge spaghetti fan. Like, we always had it growing
and you
up.
Need to go to Fazoli's more often because
we always had, oh, yes, fine Italian thing,
mamma mia.
And so we always had it growing up because it was cheap. So like, I always was just like, yeah, that's fine. Like, I'll eat it. Like, it's fine. But I
yeah, never been like, it's huge. Cheap.
Like, I remember in high school, all my friends would be like, oh my gosh, we're having spaghetti for dinner. I'm like, cool.
Once a week,
you know? So National Spaghetti.
Yeah, we had it a lot too.
And number eight is a close, they're very similar. It's a close relation to National Spaghetti.
Italian.
It is Super Mario Day. So you have the Italian plumber who probably eats a lot of spaghetti. And so I don't know what Super Mario Day entails. Maybe you just play Super Mario. Maybe you talk like him. Maybe you dress like him. I don't know. I didn't look at the details. I just found these holidays and made a list. Like,
mind you, there is a new movie. Ooh. That they're making. It's animated and he's voiced by Chris Pratt, who's not even going to try to do an Italian accent. So Mario is now American, I guess, or Canadian.
Fine.
And Jack Black is playing Bowser, and I'm not making that up.
That I'm
okay. I love that.
Danny DeVito.
Charlie Day is Luigi.
That would be good.
Charlie Day is Luigi. That's good. Okay. I'm on board now. Is Danny
DeVito? I just think that the Chris Pratt is like, when I think Mario, I think Chris Pratt.
Can Danny DeVito please voice Waluigi? Please.
He's Wario.
Okay.
Very good.
Number seven is National Zipper Day.
Finally.
Yes. So
I could not care less.
Apparently making a zipper is really hard. Is really difficult, and there's like one company that has the corner on the market for zippers and makes zippers.
Wow.
You know, if you were in the Corps of cadets at Texas A&M, you're not allowed to say zipper because that was one of the seniors are called zips because they're the hats they wear.
I was about to say, yeah,
it's black and gold on the brim, on the edge, and it looks like a zipper. So there's a lot of words when you're an underclassman at A&M you're not allowed to say when you're in the Corps. Right. So if you say, you can't say zipper, you have to say, so it would be vertical corrugated metal fastener. So it would be National Vertical Corrugated Metal Fastener Day to those freshmen in the Corps of Cadets. So
meanwhile, if you're not in the Corps of Cadets, go on enjoying your life.
Please say zipper all you want. Please say zipper all you want. I could talk later in another episode about all the things I was not allowed to say. In when I was a freshman.
But this is 4th of July, dang it. And right. We're gonna celebrate our independence.
Okay, so the next one I'm convinced was enacted by just a group of moms. They got together and they're like, hey, listen, what if we made this a holiday and then
National Zipper Day?
People had to follow it. It is National No Dirty Dishes Day. Like, so I'm thinking they got
you can't together. Eat.
You can't do anything until the dishes are clean, right?
It's all paper plates that day.
Paper plates, that's the way to go.
But so if they're
killing trees.
If there are dirty dishes, the trees are already dead. Come on.
Yeah.
If there are dirty dishes.
That's sad, but true.
You have to clean them. You have to clean them before you do anything else. And that if that doesn't sound like a mom thing, like you can't go outside and play until all your chores are done, right? Like, or until your homework's done. That's exactly what that sounds like. Now, the next one is kind of one that I love a lot. It's number 5. It is
right.
National Panic Day, a day that you are allowed to just freak out, and no one's judging you because everyone's kind of freaking out at the same time.
When is that? Just for a friend.
I didn't get the dates on these. I apologize. I will.
Okay. Well,
follow up. Rachel's like, that's every day.
So, so yeah. When I'm like thinking, she's panicking. So when I'm picturing these holidays being made, I'm picturing something out of like the Santa Claus 2, when like all the different heads, like the Easter Bunny and Santa and Jack Frost and Mother Nature.
What do you think panic looks like?
Man. Panic from
her. So when they were like, no. But for panic day, they literally, I just think like, what do we do today? Like freaking it's, out. It's, can't it's figure
fear.
It out.
It's fear from inside out. He's the head of panic day.
Good. Very good.
So, okay. Number 4, is a weird one. It is World Mosquito Day. You know, I don't know why we would take.
They're important. They are important.
Where they rise up.
Why we would take a day to celebrate them, because mosquitoes have no days.
I hate them.
They have no days off. They don't stop for anything. Right.
Well, we have to try to give them one.
Yeah. Maybe the logic was if we give them a day, then they'll take a day off. Maybe that's what they thought. We thought.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I think we didn't communicate that to them. And I think that they just don't.
Right. So you're always slapping mosquitoes, but have you ever just asked them to chill out?
Yeah. Like, hey, buddy.
Like, so not, who are we sending as a representative to go on our behalf?
I'll do it. What we need to do
all right, later.
Is we need to find somebody who is part human and part mosquito.
Oh, yeah. So, right. So me.
So
yeah.
That they
kind of like Jeff Goldblum in the movie The Fly.
Ghrelin is actually adopted into a human family, but she was born and raised by mosquitoes. So,
got it. Or that's like, is it they that's have horrific. The day off mosquito day, or that's when idea. They come out?
What'd you
know
say?
What I'm saying? Is it sorry? They have the day off on mosquito day, or is that when they come out and do their worst? Can you imagine, like, if they built up all their anger and then reserved it for this one day?
Yeah,
they've only been at like 50% evil.
You just go outside up until you now. Go outside and you can't see anything because all the mosquitoes are flying and covering the sun. That would be horrible.
It's like on Lilo and Stitch.
Shared with Panic Day.
We've got a horror film going on here.
It's like on Lilo and Stitch when Agent Bleakley has like all the moths on him. That's how the mosquitoes are. They're just covering.
Or the plagues.
Yeah, the plagues.
Yes.
Okay.
That's terrifying. I hate that.
Number 3 is Count Your Buttons Day. I don't know if that means buttons on your shirt, if that means buttons on your pants, if it means like little campaign buttons.
Just all buttons.
All
just
count
all
every
self-destruct buttons.
Ejector
easy
seat
button.
Ejector seat buttons. I have an ejector seat button in my car.
Buttons that would send a nuke to another country. How many of those do you have lying around? Count them.
Those are a key.
Yeah.
Well, no, the keys unlock the button.
We need a national registry of those things. So please count those and get them to the government ASAP.
The button census, if you will.
Oh, I've got 4 of those. Oh, good. So,
but then there's also metaphorical buttons. When you're getting on someone's nerves, you're pushing their buttons.
Right. And
oh.
And
you gotta, so every I like to think every person, no matter of your race, gender, sex, you have at least 2 buttons. Just
right. And
just that out there.
We
don't do discrimination here.
Metaphors be with you. So
all right, we're cutting that joke in post.
I'm just okay. Kidding. Number two is pretend to be a time traveler day. So I don't know.
We got one positive response.
Maybe you think of the decade or century or millennia of which you wish you were in, and you dress that way and act that way. I don't know.
So it's a cosplay day. Got it. All right. Maybe,
thank you for ruining
maybe,
it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Maybe you get a time machine like on Napoleon Dynamite. Hold on. I forgot to put in the crystals.
That iconic scene.
That's so good. It's a good scene.
A classic moment.
I don't know what this entails. And I'm just like, I was just, when I was reading, I'm like, who is like, wakes up one day, is like, yeah, I can't, or like, mom, I can't sleep tonight because tomorrow is pretend to be a time traveler day, right? Like these are just things. I'm like, what? Okay, that's really cool.
I think it's funny because when I was in Whitby, England, that's like a town where part of Bram Stoker's Dracula happened and he lived there for a while. So then they were like, all right, we're going to have Bram Stoker's Day here in Whitby. And then people were like, yeah, but I don't really care about vampires. So then it just kind of turned into dress up however you want. And then that turned into people just dressing up from what decade they like. I don't know. England's weird. But that's a natural progression. It's a group of people from a place saying we want to do this. The US, it's like, let's nationally mandate that you're going to dress up from a decade and you better pretend you've time traveled there. You better pretend. So you can't be someone from the decade. You have to be someone trying to fit into that decade.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awkward. It's like Marty McFly from Back to the Future. You got to be like, oh, I'm totally from here. And they're like, you look like you're wearing a life jacket. And he's like, oh, shoot. No, this is just a vest.
Yeah. It's like,
anyways,
if you were like the 80s, it's like, oh, wow. Spotify wasn't a thing, so you got to carry a boombox and CDs with you, like cassette tapes, not CDs. CDs weren't around yet. So,
yep.
So sure. last one, and you may think I'm mispronouncing this, but I'm not.
I think you are.
Is Alphabet Day, Alphabet Day, or known as Noel?
One more time.
Otherwise known as No L Day. So I guess you just don't say the letter L all day long. So you're just like...
All day long.
And my name is Yaija. And he is Sias. And she is Rachel.
I'm not playing along with this. I'm not doing this.
I was just like Grin.
No, my name's literally Green.
Her name is Grin. Kayan? Kayan.
I hate that. I hate everything about that.
I don't know about you, but I of it. So I just wonder who thought of that.
Great.
Who thought of that and really thought, you know what would be good for mankind is if we had a day where no one said the letter L. And That's just what this world needs, really. You know, that's really going to bring us together. We've got all this hatred.
They probably didn't know how to speak Pig Latin, and then they felt left out from the cool kids clubs who could speak Pig Latin. And so they're like, well, I just won't say L's for a day.
It's somebody who doesn't know how to say L came up with it to make themselves feel normal for one day.
Their speech impediment is that they can't say the letter L ever.
They wake up on that day and they're like, it's that day.
It's not just me today. How does that become a holiday? That's crazy. That's so funny.
That's what I found. I will find the dates on these and
please do
update you guys and maybe make a post.
We need to do an Alphabet Day special or a special. Sorry. Stupid.
So anyways, that's what I got for you. Did you guys want to add anything, Kaylin and Grelin?
Why did you have a list of 9? Why not just go for 10? Because you could have easily only found one.
Because those were the ones I saw, and I was like, these are the ones worth talking about. Because the other ones,
it's National 9 Day.
Yeah,
that's the 10th one.
Don't use 10.
Try 4. There you go.
So that's the honorable mention.
I went to a website and I just Googled weirdest holidays, and there was 20 of them. Turns out I'd heard of the other 11. So that's why I didn't include the other 11. I had heard of them.
But they might, but you had heard of them, but doesn't that, could they not still potentially be weird?
No, absolutely. That's not the point. I wanted to share what was also new to me. I wanted it to be an experience.
You destroyed my horse list. I just want the same consistency from you.
Who did I destroy your horse list?
You came after.
I came after the ranking of a Lord of the Rings horse and a Narnia horse. That's what I came after because there was inconsistency there. That's all I was saying. I was very consistent. I wanted to be non-biased with 9 holidays I'd never heard of. So there you go.
I love how I started a fight.
Did you guys see that Obi-Wan? Did you guys see that Obi-Wan show?
Yeah.
It's like change the subject like stupidly.
All right, top one Padawan that look 40. Anakin Skywalker in the Obi-Wan show.
Oh, that was painful, yeah. Anyway, let's not go into that.
Cool. Well, do you guys have anything else to add?
Yeah, do you guys see the Obi-Wan show? No.
What you got planned?
I got accused of stealing debit card information at work.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, question.
Classic work.
Did those accusations prove to be true or false?
Thankfully,
false. Well, I did it.
but I was accused and I didn't like it.
She's like, I did it, but thankfully it was proved to be false.
So
she's like setting up false.
So why did evidence. You get accused?
Because I've been running the store since my bosses have been gone.
Okay.
And a teenager came in with apparently her first debit card, and then her mom called and was like, excuse me, because 3 transactions after she made a purchase in my store were not from her. And at the end of the conversation, she was like, well, I don't want to accuse you of anything. And I was like, that's what this whole conversation was you accusing me of stealing your card information.
Right.
No offense.
So
I hate you.
I don't really know what to do with this situation.
Yeah.
So I'm
glad it wasn't true. Good job, Rachel.
Yeah.
Thank you for
stealing this teenage girl's and card information.
If that teenage girl is listening to this podcast, work on your detective skills, moron.
Yeah. I recommend reading Nate.
She's just trying her best.
There you go.
Read Nate the Great. He's the best child super sleuth you'll ever come across. So
Encyclopedia Brown was also pretty good.
Encyclopedia Brown was pretty good.
Yeah, of course.
So
Spy Kids.
They get it.
Spy Kids.
Shaggy Rogers. I don't know.
Shaggy Rogers.
Ring the Dankster.
From a not Shaggy from a pup named Scooby Doo when they were children.
Scooby Doo.
He's dead too.
Is Scooby Doo dead? Scooby Doo died
secretly.
Oh.
Okay. I didn't know Scooby Doo died. Bro.
He doesn't know.
Anyways, this podcast is devolving.
Hear what Caitlin said. She said no. He doesn't know how to use his L's either.
Maybe that's
maybe he made maybe that
yeah, it's good.
Holiday.
Uh-oh.
Holiday. Oh no. And we'll cut that joke in post.
Probably not. Anything else for the good of the order?
No. Right.
Well, you guys have a safe Independence Day. Hope your uncles keep you alive with those fireworks.
They won't.
And to all the fire working today, we thank you. So,
we're so sorry.
Get out there, have a great day, and watch your L's. We will see you all next time.